have gained great glimpses into the mechanics making up this love energy, as we've learned fifth-dimensional lessons regarding balancing out our previous experiences. In doing so, just as the dear Ascended Masters mentioned, we deepened our own metaphysical perceptions and grew into greater understandings of the energy at work behind the creation and sustaining of human realities.
Just as Smart than that, and this can only be seen as true in the physical sense.
Species. This is so because domination is not meant to be the standard mode of living and existing, even on a lower dimensional planet. Indeed, what you've experienced and fed into as a collective has been necessary for your understanding of the lower dimensions you've incarnated under, but on the ascended Earth, every human, animal and facet of consciousness will get along harmoniously and will understand that your world is meant to be run not by remaining divided and conquered, but by recognizing your unity and using it to your advantage. As we turn this temple over to the dear ascended masters and make our final impressions whilst we exist at the forefront of this communication, we express that your perception of your oneness with yourselves and the reality around you will continue to grow as much as your perception of the higher realms is beginning to. You have so very much to learn, and for the most part, you're tackling the bulk of difficult lesson learning you set out for yourselves to perform before you embrace the higher dimensions once again. We express the purest of appreciation to dear Sanchez and the Pleiadian councils for the energies and information they've provided. The aspect of the Pleiadians' discussion regarding your perception of your oneness with every soul and gratitude will be addressed specifically in your long-awaited disclosure announcements, and in regards to those manifestations on the earth that have been written for, we can say that if they do not have been born and accomplished yet, talking about what their plans are. Caesar utilization of the technology within the American NSA completed. Nonetheless, the Earth allies, as they've been termed on the ground, can use such technology for very positive purposes, as it's subsequently exposed and seen as the injustice it is and has always been. Some would think the perceived free will of the cabals or the cabal heads to be in violation because of this, or would think the company of capital or allies hypocrites for choosing to use a method that's been used against the people to further expose the cabals. This wouldn't come about if the money perfect and the exposure related to the cabals. Of you are expanding exponentially, and we recommend and encourage embracing the expansion taking place, because it's leading you to perform much more for the ascension of the Earths than you perhaps initially envisioned yourselves performing. As each of you individually clarify your intent and purpose to help awaken the collective, so is an energy spread that sees more and more souls able to do the same. The result is a domino effect of unprecedented proportions. An exposure of the cabals is coming about as a result of the widespread collective awakening taking place. Those who are leading this revolution of rising consciousness amongst the entirety of your Earth have been activated ahead of time, and are pioneering feeling and bringing through many of the pure energies that'll be brought through by the collective in the time ahead. Much of the energy that'll be brought through will be used for healing purposes.